Now these are the nations that the Lord left to test Israel by them.
That is, all the Israelites who had not experienced any of the wars of Canaan.
Only in order that the generations of the sons of Israel might be taught war. Those who had not experienced it previously.
These nations are the five governors of the Philistines, and all the Canaanites, and the Sidonians, and the Hivites,
who lived on Mount Lebanon, from Mount Baal Hermon, as far as Lebo Hamath. They were left to test Israel by them, to find out if they would obey the commandments of the Lord, which he had commanded their fathers through Moses. The sons of Israel lived among the Canaanites, the Hittites, the Amorites, the Perizzites, the Havites, and the Jebusites. King of Mesopotamia, and the sons of Israel served Cushan-Rishathaim for 8 years. But the sons of Israel cried out to the Lord, and the Lord raised up a deliverer for the sons of And the Spirit of the Lord came upon him, and he judged Israel. When he went to war, the Lord handed over to him Cushan-Rishathaim, king of Mesopotamia, so that he prevailed over Cushan-Rishathaim. Then the land was at rest for 40 years. And Othniel, the son of Kenaz, died.
The sons of Israel again did evil in the sight of the Lord. So the Lord strengthened Eglon, the king of Moab, against Israel, because they had done evil in the sight of the Lord. And he gathered to himself the sons of Ammon and Amalek, and he went and defeated Israel. And they took possession of the city of the palm trees. And the sons of Israel served Eglon, the king of Moab, for 18 years. But when the sons of Israel cried out to the Lord, the Lord raised up a deliverer for them. Ahud, the son of Jerah, the German knight, a left-handed man. And the sons of Israel sent tribute by him to Eglon, the king of Moab. Now Ehud made himself a sword which had two edges, a cubit in length, and he strapped it on his right thigh under his cloak. Then he presented the tribute to Eglon, king of Moab. Now Eglon was a very fat man. And it came about when he had finished presenting the tribute that Ehud sent away the people who had carried the tribute. He himself turned back from the idols which were at Gilgal and said, I have a secret message for you, O king. And the king said, him while he was sitting in his cool room chamber alone, and he said, I have a message from God for you. And he got up from his seat. Then Ed reached out with his left hand and took the sword from his right thigh and thrust it into his belly. The hilt of the sword also went in after the blade, and the fat closed over the blade because he did not pull the sword out of his belly. And the refuse came out, and it went out into the vestibule and shut the doors of the roof chamber behind him and locked them.
When he had left, the king's servants came and looked, and behold, the doors of the roof chamber were locked, and they said, undoubtedly he is relieving himself in the cool room. So they waited until it would have been shameful to wait longer. But behold, he did not open the doors of the roof chamber. So they took the key and opened them. And behold, had fallen to the floor dead. Now Ehud escaped while they were hesitating. He passed by the idols and escaped to Sarah. And when he arrived, he blew the trumpet in the hill country of Ephraim, and the sons of Israel went from the hill country, and he was leading them. Then he said to them, pursue them, for the Lord has handed your enemies, the Moabites, over to you. So they went down after him and took control of the crossing places of the Jordan opposite Moab. And the land was at rest for 80 years.